Thank you, Sarah. Now to our final batch of stories. Street parking is dangerous as a fire crew got stuck racing to a blaze. A mile marker in the city centre is getting a colourful upgrade, and a luxury watch business is set to open in the city.
Furious neighbours living in a city suburb say the number of cars parking in their street has become dangerous after a fire engine racing to a house fire became stuck. One person who lives in West End Street, Higham, said the fire crew was held up for 2 to 3 minutes trying to get to the nearby blaze. The fire on the roof of a home in Nelson Street was put out by firefighters when they finally managed to get to the site. But locals say this is not the first time emergency vehicles have become stuck as an ambulance previously wasn't able to get down the road. Councillors have also raised concerns about dangerous parking in the street, with Green Party councillor for Wensum Ward, Toby Bolton, calling on the police to enforce the law where necessary to keep people safe.
Plans to build a modern 18-bed care home in the city's outskirts have been given the go-ahead. Under the plans, disused land next to Mousehold Lane will be transformed into a 12-bed apartment block and 6 bungalows. HBV Group, a developer of new-build supported living accommodation based in Knutsford, is behind the plans. The unit will be built behind the recently completed Mousehold View care home and away from the noise of the city's inner ring road. Each new home will have a kitchen, living space and bedroom with a communal lounge in the block of flats. HBV promises that the buildings will deliver a mix of quality residential accommodation for vulnerable adults with varying needs. The plans initially divided neighbours, with one person objecting on the grounds that the building would create a harsh industrial view, and another supporting the application as the disused land was a nuisance and a hotspot for dumping waste. Under the permission granted by Norwich City Council, the developers have 3 years to start the work.
A distinctive mile marker in the city centre will be repainted as part of a nationwide drive to spruce up the UK's longest and most well-travelled cycling network. The marker was installed in King Street, Norwich, in 2000 to celebrate the creation of the National Cycle Network, part of which runs diagonally through the city. The roughly 2-metre-tall post is made from cast iron and has been unpainted until now. As part of an initiative to upgrade the nation's 1,000-mile markers, cycling charity Sustrans is hiring local artists and volunteers to give them a new lick of paint. This includes Chrissy Brightmore and Ali McClagish, who are members of the MXPEG community in Mile Cross and who also run the Crafty Hearts of Art group at the Phoenix Centre. Ali said, "When Sustrans approached us to see if we were interested in painting one of their milepost markers, we were only too happy to get involved. The top has been painted gold, representing a crown, and the red colours below represent the vibrant red and brown tawny hair of Boudicca. The milepost has also the mileage to Fakenham, which has been painted in honour of the town's historical industry of printing books. The next section of the post is Norwich, represented by stripes dedicated to the famous Norwich Market rooftops, and further down is a silhouette of the Norwich Cathedral."
Racist graffiti sprayed on toilet walls has marred a scenic riverside beauty spot. The vandalism is part of a wider range of incidents which happened across Thorpe St Andrew. Beauty spot River Green, next to the River Yare, was subject to the abhorrent graffiti on its toilet walls. Sir George Morse Park had a toilet seat smashed and urinals filled with shingle. Fitzmaurice Park's youth shelter was also covered in graffiti. Norwich police have been contacted for comment on the incidents. In October 2022, students from Thorpe Sixth Form redecorated the shelter in Fitzmaurice Park as part of a joint project with the Town Council.
A luxury watch shop selling timepieces up to £400,000 is set to open in the city. Local businessman and NH pharmacy specialist Can Innert, 25, is opening watches of Norwich. I have my own watch collection that I am always building upon. The shop will be in the Union Building in Rose Lane and work on an appointment-only system. Can will also be able to do out-of-work hours to help customers sort high-end and rare watches from a range of brands, including Rolex and other pre-owned luxury companies, with prices ranging up to £500,000.